put a snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, April 29th, 2020 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild and dystopic ride it is. I feel like, you know, this is not breaking news, but I think it's big news. And I think we need to be constantly reminded of this. So remember this. Go ahead, please.
Jeffrey Epstein may be dead, but this story isn't. A shocking new report from the New York Times sheds light on the connection between Microsoft founder Bill Gates and the late Jeffrey Epstein. After Gates' name came up in connection with Epstein and MIT Media Lab, Gates gave a statement to the Wall Street Journal where he insisted he did not have any business relationship or friendship with Epstein. But new reporting from the New York Times outlines numerous meetings between Gates and Epstein and a conversation with Bill and Melinda Gates' foundation, a connection between their foundation and J.P. Morgan to set up a charitable fund that would financially benefit Epstein. You know what I want to know? Why? Joining me now, one of the New York Times reporters from this story, James B. Stewart, who is also the author of a new book I highly recommend, Deep State, Trump, the FBI, and the Rule of Law. Let's start with this. Gates says, no relationship, nada, nothing. You report these two men met at least six times. What does Gates say about that?
Well, I believe that there were more, and he and his spokespeople would not say how many in total they actually met. But this included visits to the mansion, seeing each other in Seattle, flying on Epstein's plane, when we all know Bill Gates has his own $40 million plane. And then, as an investigative reporter, why would Gates say, oh, I had no relationship with him, when of course he knows what the facts are? So that always sets off red flags for me.
He also has one of the largest, most established foundations on his own.
Yes.
Why would they ever set up a charitable trust benefiting Jeffrey Epstein?
Well, not only does he have the world's largest charitable foundation, but one of their primary missions is to help young women in underprivileged countries. Jeffrey Epstein was preying on young women from Eastern Europe, from South Africa, luring them into his web. And it's the antithesis of what the Gates Foundation stands for. And by the way, there were Gates Foundation employees who were horrified when they realized what Jeffrey Epstein had done and were saying, we don't want to have anything to do with this, and yet the project went on.
And what is the Gates explanation for this?
That it was all about philanthropy, that Bill Gates just wanted to find new sources of money.
But when you went and met with Jeffrey Epstein a year and a half ago, I read your piece, you knew straight out of the gate something didn't add up. It smelled foul. Bill Gates didn't notice that? One of the smartest guys in the world.
I mean, he's a registered sex offender, and after I rang the doorbell, it opens, and there is a beautiful young woman standing there who I didn't think was 16, but she could have been, 19 or something, and I thought, whoa, a sex offender has a beautiful young woman opening the door. So I didn't even have to go through the door before I realized there's something really weird going on here.
Let's go to your book, because your book is all about weird connections, dark circles, dark corners, the deep state. You sort of lay out the origin of the Russia investigation, but also how people like Bannon, McGahn, and Sessions protected the president from his own impulses. Now that these guys, who have their own issues, aren't there, what's going on inside this White House?
Well, I think you see what's going on. You see all the behavior that we're now witnessing here, both in Syria and with respect to Ukraine, is amply on display in the pages of Deep State. The difference is, you can say what you will about Bannon, McGahn, Sessions, they, and even Corey Lewandowski, they had sense enough not to break the law when the president told them to do it. And what was their reward for that? They get humiliated, they get thrown out, he doesn't listen to them anymore, and he's replaced him with people who won't stop him and won't curb these impulses.
Dan, what's the connection between the Russia investigation and Ukraine?
Well, they're both the results of ridiculously impulsive behavior on Trump's part, and behavior that shows absolutely no awareness of what the rule of law means or how it imposes constraints on the White House. He does what he wants. He has one goal in mind. Is he going to win or lose? He has a binary world. He pays no attention to what it puts through the government, what puts the people through, the government through. He has no one to blame for the Russia investigation but himself. He wasn't a subject, as he himself announced, until he fired Comey. After everyone said, don't do it, he comes in the next day and says, I know you told me not to do this, but I'm doing it anyway. Classic Trump. And now he's doing it in Ukraine. He's doing it in Syria. Everyone tells him, don't do it. He does it.
Hey there, I'm Chris Hayes from MSNBC. Thanks for watching MSNBC on YouTube. If you want to keep up to date...
So I think that should be indelibly etched in our minds, particularly the Bill Gates saga. And speaking of Bill Gates, remember Ronan Farrow's piece that came out just less than a month after Jeffrey Epstein allegedly killed himself. And you know what? We have the evidence because they wheeled him out and pulled the sheet back for the first time ever in history. See, this is him. It's really him. So remember Ronan Farrow's piece? I feel like we should play a Sinatra song here. That New Yorker piece, how an elite university research center concealed its relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. New documents show that the MIT Media Lab was aware of Epstein's status as a convicted sex offender, and that Epstein directed contributions to the lab far exceeding the amounts MIT had publicly admitted. What's going on here? This is strange. Remember those stories? And from Ronan Farrow's article, perhaps most notably, Epstein appeared to serve as an intermediary between the lab and other wealthy donors, soliciting millions of dollars in donations from individuals and organizations, including the technologist and philanthropist Bill Gates. Philanthropist. I think when people hear philanthropist on this level these days, and it's not fair to people who really... There are people who are engaged in philanthropy, but generally I think we bump into the kind of thing that Thoreau wrote about in Walden. I think that's more often what we encounter. So, you know, when you hear philanthropist at this level, when you hear philanthropist on a national and international level, I think you should think pedophile and human trafficker. Kind of like, hedge fund manager. Oh, he's a hedge fund manager. Really? How do I break into that racket? How does one become a hedge fund manager? You know, you never hear of, I mean, there is no prescribed course. Basically, you know, you are somebody who is somewhat good with numbers, you're morally reprobate, you're a deviant, and so, you know, you don't mind being suborned in this human trafficking pedophile network because it's kind of fun. So, you know, you become a CIA mule, and the next thing you know, you're a hedge fund manager. And as long as you can maintain a sterling reputation, well, then all is well. I wonder what the percentage is. I wonder what would happen if we did some research on, if we did some real digging, what the ratio of hedge fund managers to pedophilia and human trafficking is. I wonder what Ronan Farrow would discover if he did an investigative report on that. I think it would be a high percentage. So, from Ronan Farrow's New Yorker article, according to the records obtained by the New Yorker and accounts from current and former faculty and staff from the Media Lab, Epstein was credited with securing at least $7.5 million in donations for the lab, including $2 million from Gates, a paltry sum, of course, and $5.5 million from Black, gifts, the emails described as directed by Epstein, or made at his behest. The effort to conceal the lab's contact with Epstein was so widely known, some staff in the office of the lab's director, Joy Ito, referred to Epstein as Voldemort, or he who must not be named. I think that's the Epstein, or excuse me, the maybe that's a Freudian slip. The Streisand effect, the Epstein effect in full effect. The financial entanglement revealed in the documents goes well beyond what has been described in public statements by MIT and Ito. The university has said that it received $800,000 from Epstein's foundations in the course of 20 years and has apologized for accepting that amount. Remember that story? It was a big story, and for some reason it just sort of it just slid right off the Teflon of the veneer of others like Bill Gates, you know, and we've since been inundated, especially in the last 3 months or so, with we've been regaled with these accounts of Bill Gates' just remarkable philanthropy and so forth and so on. And we're drowning in that kind of stuff, which kind of reminds me of flooding the zone that the Event 201 folks were talking about. Here's what I think. I think we should I don't want to see anyone on television these days who doesn't have a mask and gloves on. I think everyone should have a mask and gloves. Every commercial, everyone should be socially distanced. 6 feet minimum. I don't want to see another drug commercial where people are standing next to each other, certainly not touching. It's outrageous. I don't want to see another talking head on another channel that doesn't have a mask and gloves on. You better be wearing a mask and gloves, because after all, aren't we showing solidarity? Isn't that what we're doing? I don't want to see any more opportunistic commercials. I want to see everyone everywhere with a mask and gloves on. What do you think? And I'm offended. I think I'll sue if I don't see everyone everywhere with a mask and gloves on, because it's against my religion. So I'm offended. But seriously, though, you know, I was thinking about it yesterday. I don't want to see that, actually. And I'm horrified that small towns like Troy, Montana, for example, are considering, after more than 100 years of celebrating Independence Day, not having it. On the contrary, I think it's real simple. I think what should happen, I think what John Adams would advocate, bells, bonfires, and so forth, is something more along the lines of, we're doing it. There won't be a mask or gloves, maybe food prep or something. No masks. Maybe the usual. But even that is sort of ridiculous, because again, you know, as Dr. Erickson even pointed out, I was waiting for Dr. Erickson to use my example of the grocery store. When he's talking about fomites on gloves, you know, these things are a fomite magnet. And at the grocery store, if you're not changing your gloves with every single customer, then what you are doing is ensuring that you are spreading whatever someone has in that line to everyone in line. Because the common denominator, regardless of plexiglass shields, is the person checking people out. And for those who think, oh, well, then we should all have gloves and masks and we should all do self-checkout. No, that's not the point. The point is, it's absurd. You're not getting, there are no piles of bodies around you. And that gets to the point that I was going to make. Do people realize that, I mean, you haven't met Chris Cuomo, Jim Sciutto, Don Lemon, Tucker Carlson. You haven't met any of these people. You haven't met any of the people they're talking to. For all we know, what you're watching on television could be pre-recorded, and I feel like it is, largely. You could just be watching something that was recorded 20 years ago. Who would know the difference? Who's met any of those people? Who knows anyone who's sick? Who knows anyone who's died? I mean, directly. I knew this person, and they died of COVID-19. Most of us don't even know anybody who's been sick, let alone of this, in the last 3 months. You have to start to ask yourself questions when you really confront the reality of the facts. You really have to start seriously doing some self-examination, and you start thinking about Brzezinski's Between Two Ages. Stick around, we'll be right back.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Welcome back. So there was that CNN piece just a couple of days ago. Bill Gates gives best case scenario for U.S. economy. Maybe we'll play that. Fareed Zakaria. Bill Gates, whose foundation has already given more than $250 million. That's all that seems to matter to these people. So you can be a psychopathic. Remember the story, there is the Rick Allen story, or the Rick Allen Jones story, of course. Man arrested at Bill Gates' estate for reportedly trading child porn. That was a Cairo 7 news story. An employee of the Bill and Melinda Gates mansion, not foundation, mansion, Rick Allen Jones, 51-year-old, has been collecting child porn for a decade, according to King County prosecutors. In 2013, investigators started looking at Jones. That's interesting because something else was going on around that time. Oh, yeah. Remember the Business Insider article with the bullet point? The latest link comes after reported meetings between the two wealthy men, Epstein and Gates, that is, including one in New York in 2013 that preceded a ride to Palm Beach in one of Epstein's private planes. Not Gates' private plane, one of Epstein's private planes. Along with Gates' former chief scientist, scientific advisor, being named as alternate executor to Epstein's will. Oh, yeah, that's right. Gates' former chief scientific advisor being named as alternate executor to Epstein's will. I mean, it's just all coincidence. I think that Bill Gates is one of the dirtiest, shadiest, nastiest people you could ever possibly meet. And I said it before, and I'll tell you again, as I see it, based on, you know, just what I've read and what I've seen and so forth, and not being beguiled by $250 million like some fanboys seem to be, I think Bill Gates was always a petulant child. Like I said before, I think that he was one of those people. A friend was recounting a story to me. These people came over to his house, gentleman and his, I think, late teenage son, you know, late teens, not quite into his 20s. And so this is a young man, the son of the friend of my friend, who should know how to conduct himself. But these are very, you know, uppity sorts of people. You've probably met people like this, you know, this child started handling things that were not his. A friend's camera, $700 camera, and my friend says, it's not, you know, the most expensive camera in the world, but it's, you know, it's a nice camera, it's an older camera. And so anyway, the kid's goofing around with it and in danger of breaking it. He's goofing around, and the friend says, yeah, would you mind not touching that? And the child looks at him with this incensed kind of rage, and his father says, oh, that's okay, I'll buy you another one if he breaks it. Not the point, friend. Not the point. Not the point. And, you know, we used to live in a society where you start behaving like that, you should expect your dad should expect to get punched out, and Junior should expect to get turned over someone's knee. Should have been turned over dad's knee a long time ago, but that's part of the problem. So that, to me, is sort of the epitome of Bill Gates. That's who he is. He cannot handle being told no, even when Anderson Cooper is framing a remark that no one in America is asking, generally speaking, but he's going to frame it. He's going to couch it in such a way that it sort of seems emblematic of or representative of what the American people would say. Well, what do you say to those who say, you know, we only have 100 cases? What should have happened in that example is we all were at the governor's office saying, what gives? But, you know, Bill Gates freaks out in that example because that's who he is. At least that's my two cents. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me.
All right. Welcome back. Extended musical interludes. Wednesday, April 29th, 2020. Can we leaven things? Can we take things back? I don't know. I want to play a couple of things. Maybe we can do this. You know, people say that I don't know. I mean, I mentioned Orwell's 1984 recently and the fact that was it page 155, I want to say? Yeah. He tried to make her understand. This was an exceptional case. It was just a question of somebody being killed. It wasn't just a question of somebody being killed. Do you realize that the past, starting from yesterday, and, you know, that reminds me of the sign, when we used to be able to go out? I know, it's horrible. You used to be able to go to bars, for example, and that had the sign that said, free drinks tomorrow. Do you realize that the past, starting from yesterday, has been actually abolished? If it survives anywhere, it is it's in a few solid objects with no words attached to them, like that lump of glass there. Already, we know almost literally nothing about the revolution. Now, speaking of the revolution, what about the American Revolution? What about John Adams? What about James Otis? John Adams is considered one of the seven most influential founding fathers in American history. John Adams wrote to William Tudor, June 1, 1818, and concluded his letter by saying he considered James Otis to be the earliest and principal founder of one of the greatest political revolutions ever to have occurred among men. For someone like that to make a statement like that. And by the way, as he prefaced in his letter, that was 57 years after the defense of the Boston merchants that he said was indelibly imprinted on his mind, I believe is how he put it. Who's ever heard of James Otis today? Nah, it's not important. Don't worry about it. Go back to sleep. Shh. Go back to sleep. Not important. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. It's one of the most horrific tragedies. There's the controversy of whether or not America was, you know, whether or not America was founded on Christian principles, or whether, you know, Manly P. Hall was right and there was always the secret destiny of America lurking, or was it a combination of both? Regardless, we're here today. You know, you listen to James Perloff. And by the way, speaking of all of this and James Perloff, again, back to Tom's question, because it's a valid question, Tom in Florida, you know, who do you think is responsible for all of this? Speaking of these kinds of things and questions and stuff, maybe go watch Shadow Ring. Remember the 2015 documentary? Speaking of Perloff and, you know, Ben Swan and Aaron Dykes and who else was interviewed? Lots of guys. I can't think of them. Jack Blood. Who else? Not Jim Tucker, the other Jim. And Joyce Riley, and, Jim Marsh, thank you. Lots of folks, go watch Shadow Ring. So, speaking of today, you know, and he said it other places, but that was one of the places that James Perloff said, when I wrote Shadows of Power back in 88, when it was published in 88, I thought that I'd gone too far with the control, you know, that this group wielded, the shadowy group, Council on Foreign Relations, primarily, as this sort of, you know, the most visible veneer of the, you know, wizard's curtain, so to speak. You know, a peanut farmer from Georgia comes along and they're like, you know, we don't want any of those Council on Foreign Relations people around. Right on. So Carter was trilateralized and his cabinet was trilateralized. Same kind of thing. But anyway, Council on Foreign Relations. So James Perloff says, you know, I thought I'd gone too far. No, these guys, there's no way they can exercise that much control. And he says, you know, then along comes the internet. And then I was like, wait, no, I realized that. It wasn't that I went too far. I hadn't gone far enough. It was worse, far worse. So, you know, I mean, it sort of goes without saying, obviously, if you are a Council on Foreign Relations interpreting enterprise to the public and public to enterprise, as Bernays would say, then you're a liar. You're dishonest. If you spend any time there for any length of time and you rise to any level of prominence, if you're not just a porch mason in the CFR, so to speak, then you're dishonest. You're a liar. And so I wonder what would happen if we... add a laundry list of, you know, those folks. I mean, if we really... I've mentioned Tom Inglesby several times, haven't I? Center for Health Security. Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. America saw patient zero. America saw its patient zero when? Wasn't it January 20? And then by January 23rd, there were fewer than 1,000 cases worldwide. And CEPI was already tweeting gleefully that they were helping fund vaccine research by the 23rd. January 23rd. So January 20, America gets patient zero. Patient zero is identified in the King County area, right? Washington. And then, you know, and at that point, it was, what was it, around 800 cases worldwide that had been reported. Worldwide. 3 days after the American patient zero. 3 days. The CEPI, which, as the legend goes, as the myth goes, Bill Gates and others at World Economic Forum cooked up the idea in at World Economic Forum 2016, and then they actually, you know, put the mechanisms in place to create it, to tilt it up, as the military likes to say these days, in 2017. Remember, that was the... the Bloomberg article, the road to a coronavirus vaccine runs through Oslo. Remember that? Bloomberg article, February 12, 2020. As the legend goes, you know, the need for it became clear after the 2014 Ebola outbreak. CEPI was conceived at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland in January 2016. It started a year in Davos, a year later, with funding from the forum, the governments of Norway and India. How is that? How can we all be like Klaus Schwab? How can we just be, how can we start our, you know, forum? And then for 50 years, just, you know, that's what we're going to do. We're going to have a forum. We're going to gather every year and maybe we'll fund these kinds of things. How can you and I do that? It started in Davos a year later with funding from the forum, the governments of Norway and India. India, that's interesting, because I thought that India was you know, not particularly fond of this kind of stuff. Governments of India. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Wellcome Trust, old school drug money, the Wellcome Trust, a London-based research charity. Oh, I'm sorry, I misspoke there. Not old-school, generational drug money. The Wellcome Trust. It's raised $760 million toward its target of $1 billion with multi-year funding from its founders as well as Australia, Canada, Germany, Japan, and the UK. CEPI, already tweeting. Given the rapid spread, that was the tweet. January 23rd, 7:23 a.m., given the rapid global spread of the nCoV 2019 virus, the world needs to act quickly and in unity to tackle this disease. We are funding three programs to develop vaccines against the novel coronavirus nCoV 2019. CEPI will begin three programs to develop vaccines against the novel coronavirus. January 23rd, fewer than 1,000 cases, fewer than 1,000 cases worldwide. Back to Tom Inglesby and the Council on Foreign Relations. January 31st, less than 2 weeks after United States patient zero. 11 days, to be exact. Tom Inglesby writes in Foreign Affairs, you know, the Council on Foreign Relations quarterly publication, published in Foreign Affairs, how to prepare for a coronavirus pandemic. The worst case scenario isn't inevitable, but it can't be ignored. How to prepare for a coronavirus pandemic. I keep talking about Tom Inglesby and how he's all over everything. I'm going to have to play that clip. I wanted to play something else, but there was that news segment. Which one was that? Bill Gates, that's a long playlist, 118 videos, gross. Who wants to spend any time looking at any of that garbage? I think he's an awful person. I think he's reprobate, but needs prayer, I'm sure. There are a lot of folks who, you know, listeners to this broadcast who care about people. And, are praying for folks. So, I mean, that's what we're supposed to do, right? That's what Jesus said. You've heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but what does it profit a man? What does it profit any one of us, you know? Don't even the tax collectors, those guys, do that kind of stuff. So, today I give you a new command. Love your enemy. Pray for those who spitefully use you. Was it the Fox News piece? I think it was. And Scott Gottlieb was mentioned. That's who I'm looking for. Speaking of these folks, and you don't even notice. People don't even notice. It just slips through. According to Scott Gottlieb, well, who is he? And, yeah, I think it was this one. This weird story that Fox reported yesterday. Scientists mulling injecting adults with COVID-19 to speed up vaccine. What? Was it that one? I want to say maybe. Maybe not. But that was a weird piece. Maybe we'll play that. Anyway, Scott Gottlieb, I've mentioned, is, you know, these guys are writing policy supposedly in real time, not really, as Angus Bergen mentioned in that clip that we played from one of their, from their talk, you know, imagining a new moral economy. Remember that? We played the clip, Scott Gottlieb, or Angus Bergen saying, well, I would just remind you that in opportunities of crisis, usually You know, I would like to emphasize it's a misnomer to think that crises lead to reimagining. The work to do the reimagining needs to happen before the crisis takes place. Remember when he said that? So, well, here we are, opportunities of crisis. Yay! Yeah, but the planning, you know, the reimagining was done long ago. So when Scott Gottlieb and Caitlin Rivers and Tom Inglesby and company are publishing these papers, they're being published in real time, but they weren't smithed in real time. We'll be right back.
Second Amendment, your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Welcome back. Who is the reporter that asked Donald Trump, you know, since you have so many cases, more cases than any other country in the world here in America, of this thing that's not a thing, this pandemic that's not a pandemic, just go look at the blood-spattered map and the hockey sticks in the bottom right-hand corner that Johns Hopkins has been publishing. I mean, clearly it's a pandemic. Who was a reporter that asked him, since you have so many cases, what did she say? Do you really think that you should be reelected? You deserve to be reelected? Something along those lines. So here's my question. Andrew Cuomo has more cases than any other country in the world in New York State. Why is he on television? Why hasn't he been run out of New York? Dude, you're not qualified to run a hot dog stand. Hit the road, Jack. I mean, if it's really a thing and that's really something we're focused on, why is the press not storming Andrew Cuomo's press conferences? Look, man, you have more cases, according to Johns Hopkins' official holy grail of data, than any other country save your own. New York State, 295,000 cases, we're told. Spain, 236,000 cases, 237 almost. Italy, 201, and so on. More cases than China. More cases than, let's see, China, Brazil, what, 156 or 7, Canada, and Belgium combined. So why is he still on television? Why hasn't New York, why haven't you run that guy out of town on a rail? Hit the road, Jack. We'll give you till sundown to hit the border, and if you aren't gone by then, we'll have you swinging from a lamppost by morning. Not advocating violence. I'm just wondering how any of this makes sense. Donald Trump's being questioned. Why isn't Andrew Cuomo? I'm not defending anyone. I'm just saying, if the press is going to act like that, let's quit pretending, you know, Andrew Breitbart said, if you know, anyone who tells you they don't have a bias is lying. So why isn't anyone asking Andrew Cuomo those kinds of, why isn't he in the hot seat? Why is he part of the, why is he part of the, oh gosh, what's wrong with me? Why can't I think of it? Anyway, second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.